I've seen a dragonfly, I've seen a horse fly, but I ain't never seen an elephant fly.
Yep.
You haven't been playing WoW.
Hey everybody, welcome to Lion's Pride Tavern, podcast number 374. Tonight we talk about classic SOD. I didn't go to the retail raid at all either day, so I'm not talking about it tonight. But we have a very special guest tonight. Before all that, let's start off with introductions.
I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft.
Next up is Laura Mack.
Laura Mack, that's it. Yes, I've changed my name and dress size.
What?
You wondered why your clothes were missing? It's Mack.
Yeah.
It's Mack. Well, you were at work. I've broken into your closet, redecorated the house, and pulling all your nightgowns. No,
And Mrs. Mack is here. Well, maybe. She may be getting a frying pan. I don't know.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
And Lystra is with us.
Hey, everybody. Lystra here. And I play a warlock. But sometimes I've been playing a paladin lately, so there's that.
Have you been playing the paladin on SOD?
Who are you? Ooh, what have you done with my friend?
Pass.
Oh,
Kalilok.
All right, and our very special guest tonight is back again, is Zevin.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me back again. I'm playing a druid on SOD right now, helping out with the raids there.
Yeah, well, how is everybody this week? Did the weather cooperate and you got spring weather?
Yeah, well. Chuck you, Farley.
This is what? Spring weather you're speaking of.
Yeah, we are now within an inch, I believe, of beating the record for the most snow in a season.
Nice. Well, somebody needs to get it.
The temperatures changed. It's supposed to be above freezing this week at overnight for the first time. And that's not happening till midweek now.
Yeah, those weathermen, they're the only people that can be wrong all the time at their job and still keep it.
I tell you.
Yeah. However, we can see the back deck now. All of the snow is gone, and the golden retriever has decided it is time to start sunbathing.
That's a positive.
No.
Well, we've been in the 70s for the last few days, but it's supposed to drop back down. We're still not getting too warm at night, so we're still dropping down into the 30s at night.
But it's next, 70s, that's summer weather.
I know, right? It's like a slap. A slap of spring, and then it goes back to cold again.
Should I blow you away?
Yeah, what are you at?
We had 80 today.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And we windy.
We had wind, but it was like 70, 75, 74, somewhere in there.
Yeah, just, our temperatures here have been jumping up, and we're mostly rid of the snow now, but we're starting to get all the rain.
I haven't gotten the rain yet. That's the unfrozen snow.
Yeah, we had rain all last summer. I'm hoping this summer we actually have a summer.
That would be very nice, because your youngest would like to have you babysit the chickens, so that she and I and the gremlins can go dip netting.
Max, a chicken sitter?
Apparently. I'll come back and I'll have KFC at the house.
There you go.
Our youngest decided to start raising chickens this week.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but she ended up with two roosters. And I said, well, just keep them separate from the hens. And then once they get big enough, we'll just chop their heads off, skin them, and cook them. And she, or pluck them and cook them. And she's like, I don't know how to do that. I said, no, but I do. So, yeah.
Did she
send them in heaven a frying pan?
Did she know she was getting roosters, or did she think she was all getting all chicks?
I think she thought she was getting all chicks, and a couple of them are sprouting a little different from the majority.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole biology thing.
Yep.
It's something to chase her kids around with, you know.
Oh. Oh. Oh, Lister, I showed you the picture of Micro Man. He can now open his eye. Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, goodness. That was the week from hell. Our youngest grandson and our youngest granddaughter were fighting over the Easter candy, and she got mad, and so she pulled down Mom's clove oil, which is like an... And she put it in his eye.
Ow.
Yeah, we had trips to the emergency room and then every other day to the pediatric ophthalmologist. And finally, by Friday, he was able to open his eyes.
Kids play for keeps.
Yeah. Right?
There can be only one.
His sister, I'll tell you, she's got four brothers. She's a tough little thing.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Keep her away from your frying pans.
Yes, I will.
Cue Metallica, sleep with one eye open.
Well, on the plus side, I'm on vacation again.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Mack. I'm so sorry.
Please, somebody send bail money.
Didn't say it was a plus for everybody.
Hey, so I got some fantastic news. I mean, more or less. So, not last podcast, but the podcast prior, I went to upload it, and we were out of bandwidth. I mean, literally out of bandwidth. We are out of bandwidth by 4 times my legal amount. So I have 500 gigabytes of bandwidth that I can get in 30 days. And we were 3.5 terabytes or 4 terabytes of bandwidth. Whoa. So all of a sudden, it was just like everybody in the world just started downloading our podcast. So I had to upgrade our subscription, which cost a fortune, but there was a donor out there that I was talking with, and they were gracious enough to pay it off so we could actually publish the podcast, because I was trying to back down, and I was just going to go, well, we'll just not do the podcast for 2 weeks, and then we'll come back in. But they were like, nope, we're going to do it, and we had a donor step forward and donated over $500 to us, guys. That was amazing.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow. Winner. Yeah. Right? Winner.
And then shortly after that, I don't know if they were talking to somebody or what, but I got another donation for like $60 and then two more for one for 10 and one for $6. So guys, if you can, keep those donations coming in, because now we're on what's called the Procaster, Pro Broad, how is it? I'm just going to call it Procaster.
We're on the super duper plan.
Yeah, we're on the super duper plan. There's only one better, and that's the super duper awesome plan. But yeah, so we have lots of room now and lots of bandwidth, and so we're going to keep doing these podcasts. Obviously, I attest it all. I'm serious to what's going on in our Discord. All these people joining. Holy crap. Every week, it's like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people joining. And it's, you know, they got to know about the podcast to join, unless they're
They're joining to raid with us, and they're like, they can't be as bad as they say they are. Then they join us, and it's like, oh, yes, they are.
Yeah. Mac and his boomkin.
Well, but I mean, to get that much download bandwidth out of that, that's amazing.
Like a boatload times a lot.
Yeah. Well, and then even better, about, I want to say it was like 4 days after that, I got an application for an advertiser for 4 spots.
Oh, there we go.
Right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, right?
They're not listening again. It's like,
of course. Beautiful, though. Timing.
I know, right? Exactly. It was just like all of a sudden. Exactly. Now, the problem is they haven't approved it yet. So, you know, what they do is they throw it out there, all these different podcasts, and whoever wants it, you know, wants to do it, they say yes. And then they take that back to the sponsor and ask the sponsor, well, which kind of podcast would you want to listen to, you know, have your ad run in? So
then they listen, and then we're in trouble.
Yeah. So Mac, Mrs. Mac, let's do it. Let's do Mrs. Mac. Mrs. Mac, keep him in line, please.
I will try.
Yeah.
But if I'm away from my mic, that means I'm running upstairs 2 flights of stairs with the cast iron frying pan, people.
She ever sounds like she's out of breath. She's not excited.
Yeah.
Damn right.
She's just come up here to put me back into control or under control.
I've got a better idea, Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
You know those shot collars you get for the puppies?
Ooh.
We have one.
The remote control ones.
Yes.
You might want to go get that.
You said you were going to talk about our private life there.
I'm not... Yeah, I was going to say, he might enjoy that though, Lystra.
Yeah.
You know? Might.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I didn't tell you where to put.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's your biggest complaint. Sorry.
Up, Mac.
Yes, dear.
I tell you what. Let's just get started because Zevin's sitting here going, "These guys are crazy." But I do want to.
I'm enjoying this. This is funny.
But I do want to say,
all day with me, I've been real mellow all day in the game, which is like unusual for me.
Yeah, because he hasn't been drinking.
Zev knows what he's getting into. He spends time with this.
All right. Yeah, but Max, I do want to say,
Max got a CDL physical coming up.
And are they're gonna remove the frying pan from his backside?
Oh, he's on the wagon again.
Yeah.
I've got to pass it once a year. And I've been paying attention, and everything was fine. I thought. Then I was like, well, I better check my blood pressure before I go in there, and they check it and go, oh no. I checked my blood pressure, and it was like, oh no. So, I've been eating lots and lots and lots of salads.
Well, that's good. Salads are good for you.
Yes. Yes. Well, kind of. A little too much roughage there.
So I do want to say thank you very much. A special thanks for me to the people who've donated to us and the people that will future donate to us. Please don't think that requires us to stop accepting donations. It's still very expensive to run a podcast. To have almost a year's worth of podcasts on the books, so you can go back and listen over and over and over to any of your favorite podcasts, and to have the bandwidth for you to be able to do that. So if you can, I know times are tough, and holy moly, it was tax time. Everybody get their taxes done.
Oh, please. Yeah, I don't ours talk were about it. Done in, and we done spent all that money.
Was that your new washer and dryer?
Yeah, washer, dryer, paid off the range. I think got Matt's computer almost all paid off. I mean, they're all on the Best Buy card, you know, and when you buy it at the right time, you get like 18, 24 months, zero interest.
Oh, there you go.
So, you pay it off before the 18, 24 months.
Off within like 3 months, 4 months, I guess.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, and I just did. I just did mine today. I ended up owing money to the feds, like $92. It's like, or $94. I don't remember what it was. It was just like, I was pissed. I couldn't, I just couldn't come up with any more to get, you know, leaving like a $2 refund. But then I filed my state taxes and we were over by like $1,300.
There you go.
Yeah. So
feds owed me money, but the state took 800 and some bucks.
But you need to move to Montana where our, we have lower state tax, but
you need to move to Alaska where they pay you to live here.
No, oh, there you go. That too.
They're trying to steal that.
I want them to pay me to fish.
I think you can only get paid to fish if you're native.
Nope.
No, you can get paid to fish.
Commercial fishing.
Oh, commercial. Yeah. Well,
lot of people do it.
Yep.
It's amazing. A friend of ours, her youngest son has been doing commercial fishing since he graduated high school. And I want to say he's late 20s and he has quite a bit of funds stocked up. I mean,
We've got one of the younger guys that works on my crew. Has been commercial fishing for a number of years. He's in his mid-20s. He owns his house outright and decided to come work for the railroad he was just doing it seasonally in the winter for a long time. Then he decided that now that he had his house paid off and everything, he was going to come in for the insurance for the railroad because the commercial fishing doesn't pay for the insurance. He's back working with us now. But yeah. Younger than my kids and already owns his house outright. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Make a decent amount of money commercial fishing. It's
exactly.
It's a rough lifestyle, but.
Very rough.
But then how long do you need to do it in order to, you know, then retire? You know, I mean, it's, you own your house. What other bills you got, you know?
Yeah.
That's where he's working at the railroad to get his retirement.
That's right.
Well, very cool. So everybody's got their taxes done then, and...
I didn't say anything about that. I got another day or two. I was keeping deliberately quiet on that one.
Well, see, that's the way I am too, Zev. I like to wait until the last minute so I don't have to give them the money as sooner than they want it.
Yeah, it continues to earn me interest while I have it, not them.
Well, last year, I got a refund from the feds and from the state. And this year is like, I don't know what the hell we did. I mean, I got a different job, but it wasn't that much more money. You know, I didn't think.
Just enough to slip you into a different tax bracket.
Yeah, it probably did.
Hit a bracket. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yep.
So.
You didn't get high enough into the bracket to go, woohoo. You got high enough in the bracket to go, son of a.
Right. And
here's
to think.
One. 2 years ago when we filed our taxes, we never got our refund. It was, it was 50 some odd dollars. It wasn't a great amount. So last year when I filed the taxes, I sent them certified return receipt requested, must be signed by a human to prove that they had it, with the front page being a letter. Dear sirs, I am wondering where my refund from last year is. Enclosed, you will find all of my tax information for this year. Kindly look into it and let me know. 4 weeks later, it was in the bank. And then at tax time, we got a 1099 INT for the $11 of interest that they paid us.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
So well, I remember
on the feds, yay.
I remember a couple years ago, they forgot how'd they do that? They worded the tax wrong and we ended up not owing more money, but we had to pay them because they worded it wrong and it was really stupid. because we were like, where is our return? Where's our return? And they did it with, they did the return, but it was minus like, I don't know, it was like $300 that they were like, oh, well, you know, we forgot to tell you about this tax, so we're going to take another $300. That's, you know, that's what I just went, you know, they used to dump tea in a harbor for like a 3% rate increase on tea tax. So I don't know. I don't know where we're going.
Max visit Boston didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mistook the first letter for a P. Did the wrong thing in the harbor.
Oh, that explains everything.
Yeah.
Really?
I was drinking.
Yeah. Well, when you're drinking, really? when you're drinking, you got a tea. So, all right. Well, you know,
by land, two advice. Never mind.
If you're listening to this podcast now, you're too late to get your taxes in because it was on the 15th.
No, because this, well, if you're getting it off of Podomatic, you will still have a couple hours because it posts at 5 p.m. on Monday, which is the 15th.
Yep.
So if you don't have them in there, you better go get in line at the post office or get that e-thing going. And I'm going to tell you, if you're doing an e-file, it's going to take you forever. You're better off going to the post office.
Oh, I e-filed mine
today.
Yeah. I e-filed mine.
I think I'm good, right? If I mailed the payment today?
Okay. Yeah.
It's just got to be postmarked by midnight the 15th.
Well, then those suckers had better get their work done, because last year I got a penalty because of that stupid post office.
Ooh.
So if you're in Canada, we have till the end of the month, and filing online is a single-click thing. So no problems here.
Oh, that's nice. You know, I'm really thinking of moving up north, except for the cold weather. It's just like
sounds better all the time, right?
Right.
They already built a wall.
Yeah,
they're gonna keep their southern neighbors out.
too funny. So
we do have free healthcare, but it takes forever.
Well, but isn't that just for Canadian citizens though?
Yeah. You'd have to be registered Canadian citizen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I renounce my citizenship.
Well, because one of our players, she hasn't played with us in a long time. She married a Canadian and she still has her American citizenship, so she can't get the free health care. But he can.
They love when she comes into the clinic. Woohoo, we're getting paid for this one.
Well, you can get insurance, right? Insurance will cover it. So yeah, and at some point she should be able to get dual citizenship. Well,
yeah, I don't know that she's been really
that enthused about
that
it.
Enthused, yeah. So anyway, well, guys, let's move on. Let's talk about Classic SOD.
Welcome to Classic.
Woohoo! SOD, Zev is our raid leader in SOD, and he is the most mellow guy explaining the fights and everything like that. We had some people they're rushing to get ahead. We haven't had as much excitement come into the raids the last couple of weeks. So we went to do Sunken Temple, still not there. We decided we were going to do Nomragon again today. Zev, how'd we do?
We did all right. We got to the last boss in Nomer, and I think the biggest problem we had there was just some of our strategy that we had with the last boss. I don't think we'd have too much of a problem, but unfortunately we had to pug a couple of members today, one of which was a healer and a couple of DPS, and the healer, after the first couple of attempts, decided that he had had enough. So that was the end of that. As soon as we lost one of the healers, another DPS had to leave as well, just due to time constraints. But overall, Nomer's been going pretty smoothly. I've noticed with the new phase for Season of Discovery, it's really weird because the season almost seems as popular as it was almost initially. The excitement's kind of died down a little bit. But you don't see as solid as a numbers of higher level people. I don't know if you've noticed this as well, Mac. It's kind of petered off a little bit. Like there are people getting up to the max end, and guilds seem to be almost struggling in many cases to get to that 20 member raid group for the doing Sunken Temple. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes here over the next couple of weeks.
And what Zab was politely trying to bypass is they gave me a task on the last boss.
And I listened to that. I want you to know it was all I could do to keep from smarting off while y'all were fighting.
Well, I'm level 45 on my boomkin, and I came in there and I'm still under geared on the tune. And the other guy was a level 50 boomkin who's really geared. And he goes, yeah, we don't even need to worry about pushing the buttons on this side. He goes, I can, with two boomkins, I can take the bombs on the right side. He can take the bombs on the left side. We'll be fine. Well, his spells, his instant cast spells, he hits them one time, they go down. Not so much on my side.
We started to alter our strategy once we realized that Mac was kind of falling behind just because of level wise and not having the higher tier.
I thought you were going to say because Mac was with us.
No, I was going to be polite about it.
he kept dying, didn't you?
We kept getting overwhelmed. Didn't die.
Yeah, we kept getting overwhelmed. It was the raid started dropping and it was just like, wow. I could not. We weren't going to push the buttons to stop the bombs. We were just going to blow the bombs up, and I just couldn't hit the bombs fast enough, and couldn't destroy them quick enough.
And we try to keep our raid runs really relaxed so people feel like they can come in, play, and not have to really just kind of be sweaty about being on the ball the entire way through. So some of the people
very
you get...
convenient for me.
Some of the folks we get for pugs and stuff are just looking for a smooth, like completely problem-free run. And as soon as you run into any bump, you start losing people occasionally. Yeah. But our other guild members have given us good feedback where they've enjoyed themselves and seem to be, they like that welcoming nature of people coming in and just having a good time.
When the new guys come in, when we have to pug you over there, it's like, hey, wait, they get a load of me. Anyways, hopefully next week we'll get through there, and then we're got enough new people coming in. We'll be hopefully getting that Sunken Temple stuff started up.
Yeah, and even with the nerfs, from what I understand, it can be a bit of a difficult run, but it would be nice to get the first couple of bosses down with almost a good-sized guild group for Sunken Temple. And if we have enough people tomorrow on Sunday, or on Sunday this week, we'll also try the last boss again and get a group together from the guild and see if we can just down him, because that's the only one we have left.
Roger that. And
nope, you kind of broke up.
No, I'm here. I lost my train of thought for a second. This was off topic, not raid wise. This is SOD. I don't know if you've heard, Fafford, but you create a new account. SOD had a lot of people coming in, interested. Hey, new content, blah blah blah. I can check it out. And they decided that there was a lot of gold farmers that were coming in, and they decided to handle that by, if you make a new account, for 30 days, you can't use the auction house or mailboxes or trade things back and forth. And I just, they've got to find another solution to that. For me, it's if somebody new coming in, you're trying to bring new, you know, revitalize the game, bring them back in, see if they're going to check out this game, see what they missed the first time around. They come in, it's like, well, good portion of the gold making there in the beginning, if you like to be able to use the auction house, you can't use for 30 days. I just think it's a little excessive. Get off my soapbox.
I got to agree with you, Mac, and I'm not even playing SOD. I think that's really handicapping your game.
I've seen other MMOs do something similar, and I was telling Mac about it earlier. I understand why they're doing it and what they're trying to accomplish. But yeah, the 30-day... A full 30-day limitation is definitely will turn some people away.
All right.
So, Fafford, you want to create a new account and come in? No, just kidding.
No, you know, I've discussed my medical before, but it's still up in the wind as far as what's going to happen. Now I have, I'm supposed to go to physical therapy and get these compression socks. And then I meet with another guy, which I didn't think I was supposed to. I thought I was meeting with the guy that was doing my shoes. And this was the actual orthopedic doctor. And he goes, well, you have something called Sharknado. It's Sharko something or other, blah, blah, blah. I just call it Sharknado. So basically what it is my right at the ankle bone where the ball joint's at. My ball joint's going through my ankle bone because my ankle bone is softened up. So I got to stay off of it for 30 days to see if it'll strengthen and harden back up the bones. So that was the pop I heard when I was walking. And, you know, I've said from the very beginning, I felt like this had a lot to do with the sprain that I had, but everybody's like, oh, no, it's blood flow. It's this, that, the other thing. And then they come down to it. It's like, oh, look, it's what you're talking about. So I think I should be a doctor. I think we should call me Dr. Fafford.
Isn't that nice to be have some validation, though, on what you were saying?
Right?
I can play Dr.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can play doctor, but that's that's another story.
Yeah. Oh, mommy is screaming at me. No!
Yeah, she doesn't like it when I play doctor on her because I usually give her a shot.
I won't even. Never mind.
Yeah.
Man, you're not allowed to say anything.
I was like, yeah, no, we want to keep our sponsors. I can't say that. Can't say that.
Too funny.
It's like when I'm in HR.
I mean, right. Too funny.
Walking HR violation.
Yeah. So that's been keeping me from doing a lot of things. I tried streaming a couple of times. Then when I get done streaming, my leg's just killing me. I think what it is my chair. It sits too low to the ground, so it makes me bend my leg where I need to keep it straight. So I'm actually, while we're talking, I'm actually shopping for office chairs because I got a tax refund from the state.
Well, you know, you're just going to stop trying to use your mouse with your foot and you'll be fine.
Yeah, right?
Click, click, click.
So, yeah.
What am I going to do with that, man?
So that's what's going on with me. That's why I haven't really jumped in SOD and why I haven't been jumping in raid. I got to take care of me first, I guess, is, you know, what they keep saying. They're telling me to stay off my leg. No pressure at all for 30 days. That's like Mac trying not to drink
for 30 days.
Right. Who's going to pay your bills?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. They do have those really cool scooter thingies.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
It's going to soup it up, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to electrify it.
I know with one of the
my Tesla scooter.
Yeah. Be careful on which one you get and watch the brakes, dude.
Okay. Because I do have a little ramp that goes out our back door of our hotel. So I'm thinking, I might just have to see how fast I can get going before I slam into the back door.
Fafford Knievel.
Yes.
Yeah, they tip easy if you're not careful with them front wheels.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting at work. You know, I haven't gotten a scooter yet, and they put an order in for it, but... you know, they'll call me when there's one available and I'll go from there. I'm thinking I should just get like, you know, like they do in the movies when they have a person that is supposed to be like a peg leg pirate and they just put him in a harness. I think that's what I should get is like a peg leg. I think that would be fun.
Should sell tickets, you know?
Maybe.
This week, Fafford's going to try to jump 3 airport shuttle buses.
Okay. I don't think mommy would be willing to dress up at Halloween to go along with your pirate peg leg.
She, um, my, she could dress up as my parrot. I'd be fine with
your shoulder.
My dad and his wife, because my dad now has the peg leg, went out in Halloween as the pirate and his wench.
Oh yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, mommy says not gonna happen. She's not gonna be your parrot.
Yeah, well,
I can get Mrs. Mack to repeat anything I say.
Right?
I want to see him carry her on his shoulder.
I did.
That
too.
Was my instant thought on that.
I thought mommy was popping in and she's gonna ream him one out.
Oh, that would have been perfect. Yeah, I wonder if mommy had anything to do with that.
Well, you know,
she's sitting there at the router pulling.
She did tell me, because I don't believe in ghosts and she does. She did tell me that in order for me to believe in ghosts, I have to believe in them first. I didn't quite understand that one, but, you know, she's got a master's degree. I'm going to say that she knows what she's talking about. Of course, I told her I wasn't going to mention the fact that she was wearing no pants at raid today, because that's what I heard over the railing, is that I'm not wearing my pants.
Lord, this is going to get... it's in history, not paranormal.
Well,
now, I think she's talking about ghosts here and not the pants, and she just sighed.
Yep. Yeah, because she's sitting right over here on the couch next to me. And listening to me, and I'm ignoring her. So, yeah.
You're going to pay for that one, bud.
Oh, man, I've been married to her for 28 years. I'm still paying. I even had to pay federal taxes. So, you know, shit.
We don't need those thinking pants.
Right. Well, apparently she was raiding with some holiday pants on. So, and it made quite a bit of difference on her DPS when she changed them to her raid gear. So... But she said to everybody in the raid, I'll probably make the podcast for this, so I had to throw it in there. I couldn't disappoint her. I mean, I've been disappointing her for 28 years. Why start now?
She said she had to buy them back.
Oh, is that what she did? She sold them by accident?
I guess so.
That's even funnier. That's a noob mistake right there.
Hey, now, mommy, I'm just putting out what you're putting down here. So, hey, don't shoot the messenger, guys. Ay.
All right. Well, so SOD is going really good. We got a lot of people coming into the Discord channel. Guys, if you haven't seen our Discord channel or been in our Discord channel, please join our Discord channel because it's absolutely fantastic. We got a lot of people on there, a lot of good conversations going on. We got a dad joke little forum there that you, if you have a good dad joke, you can throw in there. So, and I was gonna put a new one in, but I was trying to remember, like, it's almost my dad passed away about a year ago. And I was trying to remember the last thing he told me before he passed away. And it was something like, are you still holding the ladder? I love that joke. I told that one at work the other day. All day long, everybody's like, oh, we're so sorry about your dad. It's like, yeah, well, the last thing he told me was, are you still holding the ladder? It was better than my grandfather when he passed away. He looked at me and he goes, hey, you want to see how far I can kick this bucket? I cracked myself up.
Mrs. Mack, thank you.
I pressed it, but I didn't press it hard enough. So I had to. Yeah. Sorry.
You didn't press it hard enough.
I've been told that before.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Yeah, like on our honeymoon when he brought along a friend and a keg of beer.
Hey, he's just doing whatever the other guy wants to do. Right?
I will never live that one down, Mac. I'm sorry, but you will not live that one down.
You know.
Well, I apologize for not having any retail raid stuff. I could download the logs and kind of go over a brief description, but Lorelei's taking the next couple of weeks off. She's got some stuff she has to do. So we'll just hold off on that. And when Lorelei gets back, she can pick that back up because she seems to really enjoy talking about the raid. And since I didn't go, I don't know anything about it.
Even when he goes, he knows nothing about
it. Yeah, that's right.
I know. Much.
I know exactly what the floor looks like.
Yeah, I had the same problem today.
Here's your sign.
So we can jump right into minutes, but we don't have a Lorelei minute. And Mac doesn't really have an official minute. But I guess Zev and Mac are going to talk about some gold-making stuff in SOD.
You're listening to the Goblin Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
Gold making. Zev, they right now they've got the incursions, right?
That's correct, yes.
Nightmare incursions, and those are thanks to Zev, you're the one you turned me onto this. Zev, you've been making a ton of gold with that.
Yeah, so I read up on the incursions beforehand, and then I got into them solidly yesterday with my druid. And in the span of about a day, like I played solidly most of the day, I think I made 130 gold, and I got through 5 levels, I think it was, 4 to 5 levels. So they're really good for making money, making XP, even after Blizzard has nerfed them, because they thought people were making too much money and too much experience off of them, and they wanted people to actually go out and do other stuff in the surrounding world for your world quests and everything else. So if you're doing incursions, and Mac, you can chime in here at all, you can do them. There's different zones to do them in. If you're in SOD level 25 to level 40, you can go to Duskwood and go to the dream portal that's there. At level 40 to 50, or 40 to 47, you can go to Ashenvale. And then the final one that's the easiest one to do is the one in Feralas, which you can only really get into around 47, 48. And what's great is there is an add-on, which is called Nightmare Incursions Helper, which automates accepting the quests and sharing them with your party with a few clicks, which is wonderful. And you form a group. Everybody shares the quests that they have for incursions. And after a couple of runs with friends, you can easily get upwards of like a dozen to 19 quests in your log for the incursions. And if you decide to do a no-kill loop, is what they call it, you can go through an incursion and pick up all the various items that are like one click to get. So there's intelligence items, and there's items to actually pick up for certain quests. And there's also some escort ones that you can do as well. Then when you come back out of the incursion, you can do your quest turn-ins. And at times, I think the most quest turn-ins I've had in one go is like 15. And every quest before level 50 in Ashenvale, at least, give you close to like a gold and a half, gold and 30 silver. So it's a really fast way to make experience, really fast way to make gold.
Yeah, we did one just before the podcast started, and it took us, what, about 15, 20 minutes to finish it?
Yep, 15 to 20 minutes finished, and that was including doing one of the profession quests where you basically harvest leather off of some of the mobs. And we came out and did turn-ins for about 6 to 7 quests, and that's right. All the ones we completed. So, and that gave me close to, I think, half a level, and I'm 42 right now.
So the incursions, once you hit level 25, the incursions in Duskwood, I mean, you can power level your way all the way up to max level just doing the incursions.
The only warning I give people for doing the incursions is they are fun if you can get a group of friends to do them, because you can just chat as you're doing them. But once you get the loop that you're running through down and getting the items that you need to pick up every time that are the fastest ones for the quests, it really gets to be a boring, monotonous thing.
It's like fishing.
So it's a fast way to level. It's great gold if you need the gold, but it is will bore you to tears once you have the pattern down.
So, you know, that's one of the things that's in there right now. And if you have a special gold making method in Retail Classic that you'd like to share with me or our listeners, you know, please do so. If you have any questions, you can leave us a message on the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord. You can email me at Mac, that's M-A-C, goblingoldcast@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on X at goblingoldcast. I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music, Hot Rock, and Schaefer Bates for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. And we'll talk to you next time. Now go make some gold.
Awesome. And next up, a secret, something wonderful from Mrs. Mac Frying Pan. There's an cries out in the night, growing restless, longing for some
dietary company. Hello, and welcome to this week's Mrs. Mac's Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I go off the rails. This week, I want to talk about chocolate cake. I have found the best ingredient to add is cinnamon. It makes it like Mexican chocolate. And if you mix some beaten egg whites in, it will make the cake nice and fluffy. Well, I got to thinking the other day and decided I needed to try this out. However, I need the perfect taste tester. Keebler elves are not available. Count Chocula is not coming out these days because it's too darn light for him, so I had to think harder. Then it hit me. Fluffy. You know, Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian actor guy who loves chocolate cake. Oh, and he's Mexican, so I'm thinking this would be a great person to get feedback from. Well, in order to make this happen, a few things need to occur. Like, he needs to come to Anchorage. He needs to do a show on a night that Mac is not working the next day, and we need tickets. So I started scouring the fluffy.com page, and guess what? He's coming September 19th. I checked the price of the tickets, the good seats. Yeah, over $200 a pop. Not happening. Nope. The nosebleed, minimal stage view, cheap seats, they were $50. And it's like, if I'm going to go, I want to see what's going on. And the last time we had some seats that were off to the side of the stage. It was on the floor, but it wasn't right. So on pre-sale day, with my special code, I found two seats on the floor, row L. So that's like 12 rows back. Not too bad. I'm not paying $200 per seat. It just not happening. So sweetheart, how much do you love me?
One ticket worth.
You see, I purchased these two tickets, dear, and we're going. And, oh, yeah, our seats are in the wet section. So, you can enjoy beverages while laughing hysterically. That will do it for this week's Minute. Next week, I will be back on track with an actual recipe to share. I just wanted to surprise Mac, and I thought, why not do it in front of the whole world? So that will do it for this week's episode. As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips. You can find me on Discord in the Lion's Pride Tavern server, or you may email me at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast. That's MRS MAC Goblin Goldcast @gmail.com. Now go have some fun and make something wonderful.
Nice thing about it happening in September is, I won't get snowed in.
This is true. This is true. And I know it'll be an Uber, Lyft, whatever, but I went ahead and got the tickets because, yeah.
She loves me that much, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fluffy in Alaska.
Yeah, he was, like I said, he was here a couple of years ago, and
been here a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah, he's absolutely hysterical.
Oh, and I know. I love the guy. He's.
I know.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
So I got us tickets for Fluffy.
The only person that. The only person I think is funnier than Fluffy is Jimmy Carr. But I don't know that he does a lot of American tours. But I would love, I'd go to Edinburgh or London to see Jimmy Carr. I think that would be fantastic. If you guys don't know who he is, Google him, watch some of his videos. You will fall in love with the guy. He knows no bounds, and there's no joke off limits.
Yeah, my kind of comedian.
So, like Matt.
Yes.
But funny.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. But funny. Too funny. Next up, we have Herding Cats with Lystra. And I won't cry if I ever die. My skills are quite a shock, because I'm a warlock. And I said, hey, I don't take crap if I go. I'll just have to use lifetime. People fear me when I cap. And I said, hey, I don't take crap if I go. I'll just have to use lifetime. People fear me when I cap. Cause I'm a warlock.
Hey everybody, Esther here. I hope you had a productive week, whether you are an SOD or retail or classic. I have become a bit of a Trading Post junkie. Yeah, I'm really bad. Like, yeah, I love all the stuff that's coming out. Not necessarily all the transmogs. What I'm looking forward to is what pets, Lorelei, and what mounts are coming out. Maybe there's some that I've missed that I didn't get. There's some new stuff coming out. And I went and I did some digging around, and they've been data mining off the PTR of what's coming this summer. And summer is usually our slow season because everybody is out enjoying the weather that we didn't have this winter. So what I did is I dug around and I found out there are a bunch of mounts coming for June, July, and August. So if nothing else, I'm going to be logging in just to get these things. Now, toward August, they're bringing back the spirit of competition because that's a typical summer thing. So be prepared for that kind of stuff. But I saw some super cool things. There is a Goblin Wave Shredder that's coming out as a mount. This thing is, right? Okay.
I need this.
Yes, you do. You definitely need this thing. This is the coolest looking thing. It looks like something that should have come off the racetrack. You know, the old Goblin racetrack out. Yes. Okay, that's what it looks like. It is so cool. You know, there's like a beach theme that's coming out in June. So you're going to get the colorful beach chairs and the wave runner, and they're going to have, you know, tropical outfits for us and everything else. It's going to be so much fun in June. Now, July, this is the one that really got me here, is that there's an old godfish mount, one in purple and one in green. They are the coolest looking dang things, and I really want one. Plus, there's a cute little battle pet that's coming out as well. It's like, ooh, and he looks like a little old god too. So they're kind of doing this little sea thing for July as well. It's like everything has got kind of a summer theme going on. And there's a ground mount. Sorry, we're all used to flying, and ground mounts don't do much for me anymore. So... What? Get in there. You got to play. But there's a Horde mount and there's an Alliance mount. Alliance was a ground mount white. Wolf mount in white. And there's a Horde mount, of course, that's in red. So those are some things to look forward to that are coming out for this summer. So if nothing else, you can do couple hours and probably have this knocked out and have enough tokens to get these mounts and things. So go ahead, think about summer, go off and do your things, but drop back into the trading post and check these out, because I think you're really going to want some of this stuff for your collection. As always, I'm Lystra. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv, Miss Lystra. And occasionally you can find me on game lately. But retail, not SOD, Mac. Have a great week, and I will catch you in game.
I guess I'm going to have to start doing more retail than once a month just to log in to grab my coins.
Oh my gosh, these things are, they're so many cute things for the summer.
Oh.
There's even a riding turtle.
I think I have one of those.
Walking isn't slow enough. You can get a riding turtle. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm not really into the ground mounts anymore. I really want everything to fly.
Flying turtle?
A flying turtle would be awesome. Come on. Pigs can fly. Why not turtles?
Rats? Doesn't the rat one fly too?
They got a flying rat. Come on. We can just make them all fly. Get over it.
How did that Disney quote go? I've seen a dragon fly. I've seen a horse fly. But I ain't never seen an elephant fly.
Yep.
You haven't been playing WoW.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly right.
No, sorry.
And they're not even super expensive. That's my thing. It's like most of them are between 600 and 800 freaking Trader's Tender, so they're not bad.
I got a ton saved up. I should actually go spend some of them.
Yeah, that's me.
Chicken tenders.
So if you have chickens and you tend the chickens, are you the chicken tender or are the chickens the chicken tender?
Well, see, that's like if you clean a vacuum. Are you a vacuum cleaner?
Right? So, if you have a play piano with your fingers, what's a finger piano then?
Words of Wisdom by Lystra.
Dude, those are 9-year-old jokes right there.
Yes, they are. Oh, funny, funny, funny. All right. Last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft, Fafford News. There is no news this week except WoW tokens are 291K. That's up like almost 30, no, about 20 from 2 weeks ago. And this week's bonus event is World Quests. And that's all the news there is. It's like there's nothing in the middle of this month. I think there, I was at my employee meeting, and this is a manager's meeting, and somebody yelled out, April showers bring May flowers, and my general manager goes, no, it doesn't. It brings pilgrims.
Yep.
I was the only one who laughed. I thought that was funny as shit.
May flowers bring pilgrims.
Yes.
April showers bring snow plowers.
That's probably very true in Alaska. Would not surprise me.
We were all getting ready at work. The snow is going away, we have chains on one of our forklifts. And then they asked me to go bring some things. We need you to go over to the car shop, which is the backside of the railroad, and we need you to put these things over what they call the greenhouse. It's like, okay. So, and I was like, I'm looking, and most of the snow is gone. Most of the ice is gone. It's like, I don't want to ruin the chains on these things driving all the way over there. It's like a 20-minute drive in the forklift. We'll take the chains off before I get over there. I get over there, and there's still a pile of snow back there behind there. Let's just say I got stuck in the forklift a couple times. We got it out, but it was. I looked over at the guy that went over with me, and I was like, I should have left the bleeping chains on this stupid thing.
Too funny. Well, I guess that's about it, guys. We did a pretty good job not having Lorelei here. We actually made it a whole hour.
Oh, I knew we would.
And talk about nothing forever.
Right?
Like, I whisper sweet nothings into Mrs. Mac's ear all the time. She tells me to shut up.
that's only if you whisper it in on the left side.
Other side, she just goes, huh? Huh?
Yeah, one of the boys came up and tried to whisper something in my ear the last time they were here, and he decided to whisper in my right ear, which is the ear that I'm basically deaf in. So I could hear, like, and I could feel the air coming out of their mouth, but I had no idea what they were saying. So then I had to look at them and then say, I'm not wearing my hearing aids, and that's the ear I don't hear out of. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, all right. Well, guys, I want to thank Charm for all of her beautiful music. Please go visit her website and her YouTube channel. The links are in the description. Plus, Vincent Reto for his Heavy Metal Tavern music. His links are there, too. Plus, pretty much links about everything that we talk about. So just look at the links and click a lot quick way. There's one for donations. There's one for our store, which I'm really surprised Listra didn't mention. But
oops.
We got some. Do we have some summer clothing coming out at all?
I am still working on a couple of different things. I'm production not very happy
meetings.
With them yet.
Yeah, production yeah. meetings are going on.
Ah, very good, very good.
Lion's Pride Tavern pasties.
All right,
and
cut
well,
him off.
Wear them, right?
The logo might fit like that. I'm not even
yeah.
kidding.
I would love to see Mac in some pasties.
Well, he does have to go to Fluffy's.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you can make it on his
Kreischer type thing. You know?
Maybe you can make it onto one of his videos.
I don't think so.
Look at this Indian Alaskan.
Look, he's being thrown out.
Yeah. Oh, awesome, awesome. All right, guys. I want to, from all of us, to all of you fans, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Go make some gold.
Now go have some fun and make something wonderful.
And don't be a dumb warlock.
Or paladin.
That too.